Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, the impact of big business decisions, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And if you want to take part in the forum and publicize your business and share some tips or your experiences, you can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, a ripple effect from the recession that won't be felt for years, yet will impact small businesses, and entrepreneurial lessons from a new study about the world's 8 richest people. And we're brought to you today by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Transition seamlessly from presentation to meeting and from work to home with the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series, the laptop that takes care of business. The powerful performance and incredible battery life from this reliable business-class PC featuring Intel Core processors lets small business employees do their best work wherever work takes them. Learn more at dell.com/radio. That's dell.com/radio. Here's another angle of the Great Recession that won't be felt for several more years. So many people were caught up in the stress of the financial crisis several years ago that they got away from having children. Now, Wall Street Journal reporter Doug Belkin says the sharp decline in births during that period will result in a fall off in the number of students graduating from U.S. high schools, something that will affect colleges and big and small employers. Doug, what's up here?
There'll be a pretty significant decline in the number of kids coming out of high school around 2025, 26, and that'll last for a number of years. It's a direct result of people having less babies during the crash, during the Great Recession, and in the immediate aftermath.
Wow. All right. So what does that mean, then, if in 10 years or so we're facing this? I would imagine there's a trickle-down to the workforce in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I mean, this has a lot of implications down the line. So what's happening is sort of who's graduating and the number of graduating are both changing. There's going to be a lot fewer people graduating, a lot fewer young people graduating, and the demographics of those people will change. So there's going to be more Hispanics graduating from high school and fewer white people graduating from high school. And that's important because traditionally Latinos have not gone to college in the same numbers that white kids have.
Oh, yeah.
So from the perspective of the universities, their challenge now to fill their classrooms, and they're really pushing hard to make sure that they get enough kids, you know, to fill freshman class. If there are fewer kids who traditionally have gone to college, they're going to have to reach out more to the Hispanic kids to get them into school and to keep them into school. And that's going to matter in the workforce because almost all of the jobs that have been created since the recession are for folks who have some education, some tertiary education. So the workforce needs people who have some additional education, and the universities need them to stay afloat. So they're just going to have to be more effective at moving people through the pipeline.
Wow. All right. How might colleges respond to this? I mean, I think it's clear what they might have to do, but are they capable? They seem so resistant to change at times.
So this is, if you look in California and in the Southwest, they're ahead, the head of the demographic curve, and they're dealing with this now. So I interviewed the president of University of Laverne, which is a private school in California, which went from 24% Hispanic to 50% Hispanic in 15 years. So they've dealt with this demographic shift, and they just do a lot more to meet the kids where they are. So a lot of these Latino kids, their parents haven't gone to school, which means that they're not familiar with some of the basic stuff that kids whose parents have gone to school understand, like filling out the FAFSA, what it means to live in a dormitory, really basic things. And so they try to meet those kids where they are and answer those questions even before they've applied to sort of bring them along.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Doug Belkin. His story is called Supply of High School Graduates is Expected to Fall. Well, you mentioned California, but you also say the overall decline in high school grads will also be felt intensely in Midwestern states like Michigan and Illinois, and then in the Northeast, Maine and New Hampshire. Why is that?
This is part of a demographic shift that's been happening for a long time in the country. The population centers are moving south, so right now, the South, between essentially Texas and Maryland, has around a third of the high school graduates, and that's going to move to almost half by 2030. So there's just going to be more growth in the South and less growth, actually a lot of shrinkage in the Midwest and the Northeast. So that has obviously consequences for politics, the economy, higher education, kind of everything.
Wow. So for the school that you mentioned before that's made adjustments, what are things like once the kids get on campus? Because I assume that's kind of an ongoing process.
So the retention rates for the Latino students are better than the kids, the student population at large. So they're doing something right. And one of the things that the president said they do is they meet the they invite the parents onto campus frequently, and this is just part of the Latino culture. Is they're very family oriented, so they want to see their mom and dad, and their mom and dad want to know what's going on, and their brothers and sisters want to be there and be a part of it. It's not like you go away to college and you don't see your family until you come home for Thanksgiving or Christmas break. That's changing.
It's Wall Street Journal reporter Doug Belkin. Coming up next, a new take on entrepreneurial lessons. And we're brought to you today by GEICO. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, a report released last month said the 8 richest people on Earth have as much money as half the world's population, or 3.6 billion people. Grant Cardone, writing on CNBC.com, says while some people might see this as cause for alarm, the wealth of the super rich does not somehow prevent poor people from rising out of poverty. Three things he's observed from watching wealthy people. Number one, the rich don't protest, they produce. He says you can't create the future you deserve while obsessed with the past you resent. The rich don't contribute to the problems of society. They solve those problems. Number two, he says the rich don't blame others. Instead, they direct resources toward advancing. When it comes to getting what you want, the wealthy know that no one can make it happen for you except you. They pushed forward toward success in spite of obstacles. And number three, he says the rich think in terms of abundance, not scarcity. Get over the idea that money is scarce. Money is everywhere, he says. There's no shortage of people ready to invest in your ideas and spend money on your products. Again, Grant Cardone, writing for CNBC.com. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. And those are places where you can also hear our wildly popular daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. It's free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You and I will just chat by telephone. Shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.